So people have been saying for years and years and years, I distinctly remember on CBS when I was growing up, I think Archie Bunker said, you know, this country is going straight in the dumpster.
And they're telling us for years that we can't live without this junk. Now they tell us that we gotta live without it. The country is going straight into the dumper.
Straight into the dumper. And a new survey says, yes, most Americans agree with Donald Trump on America's lost greatness. If, in fact, we've lost our greatness, why do you suppose that is? And don't just say Kenyan communism, please. Let's try to be a little bit more nuanced if we can. 312-591-8900. What has happened?
We're all intolerant and angry all the time.
Okay, so what brought that on? Give me the primary example in your mind why America isn't great anymore, the reasons. You know, if we judge everything from the post-World War II era, which is even though I was born in 60, you know, that's the era I grew up in, baby boomer, obviously, towards the end of the baby boomer generation. We were still the king. We were kings of the hill, man. We had everything. And when you can rebuild the world after World War II and you're the only manufacturing base left, so you're exporting everything to the rest of the world, you're living in high cotton. That's a pretty good business model.
I think it's because we've lost our gratitude.
Gratitude?
Yeah, I think that, you know, after all that happened, we are a great country. We know it. When we need to be a little bit grateful for what we
grateful
have.
Grateful to who?
To just life. To
how about
have,
to us? We did it.
Exactly. But to live with that gratitude. It's kind of like that unapproachable man that you know is too good for you, so he won't talk to you at the bar. And that's the kind of what we've become. We're better than everybody. We need to be grateful.
I don't have that mindset. I feel like I've been taxed almost into insolvency. I feel like I'm being asked to adjust my core values and my morals to other people's standards. I don't like that. Yeah, let me go through this survey and then 312-591-8900. Most agree with Donald Trump on America's lost greatness. We're just not there. Everybody's unhappy.
And people are not getting good care. They're not being taken care of right. Everybody's unhappy.
Do we expect to be taken care of? Is that our mindset now? Have we become that corrosive to the work ethic where everybody's unhappy, they're not being taken care of? Americans are fed up with politics, suspect the wealthy are getting an unfair edge, and think the country is going in the wrong direction, according to a new Bloomberg politics poll, a not insignificant poll. The survey shows that 72% of Americans think their country isn't as great as it once was. That would be a central theme, obviously, of Trump's campaign. More than a third of us prefer a presidential candidate without any experience in public office. We don't care how they get it done. We just want to win again.
We will have so much winning if I get elected that you may get bored with winning. Believe me, I agree. You'll never get bored with winning. We never get bored.
The survey, 72% of Americans think their country isn't as great. So why? Give me the primary example, the reasons why you would agree with that. Hi, Marvin. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Good morning. I think what made our country great and what brought us to the pinnacle of the world at the end of World War II, we're moving further and further away from those values, morals, standards, right on down the line. Countries are in other areas of the world don't have the regulation and the overburden of the EPA, and you can't build this road here, you can't build that power plant there to contend with. And the further we get our devoid ourselves from those values, and I think the worse it's going to get. And there's less opportunity due to those things. Their immigration system, we're letting in burger flippers and instead of engineers.
Now, you know, everything. I understand. It's well put. Thank you, sir. Reading from this survey, the woman who was the president of the firm, Seltzer and Company, and Seltzer, she said, at some level, it's a risk to elect a person with no experience in government. Sure. However, Republicans especially seem very ready to take that risk. That leads right to Trump and Fiorina and Dr. Carson, right? After nominating politicians with solid government resumes again and again and again, this electorate seems interested in going in an entirely different direction. Everyone sees a nation falling behind or outright failing. Whether this is an act of courage or an act of despair, we're not sure, but more than a third of Americans now are opting to take a risk of backing a genuine outsider because they think our elected officials are essentially stupid.
We are led by very, very stupid people. Very, very stupid people. We cannot let it continue. We are a country that owes $19 trillion. We lose everywhere. We lose militarily. We can't beat ISIS. Give me a break.
Give me a break. We're talking about this new Bloomberg politics poll that really lays bare the depth and breadth of the discontents of most of America. All right, grab a line. Call, text, fax, email. Carve it on wood and tablets and bring it in to me. You can post it. You can tweet it. You can Facebook it. Give me your primary examples and reasons why, if you agree with us, America just isn't great anymore. 312-591-8900. Back with your calls here. Just minutes, 89 WLS. Why does Donald Trump resonate? Well, most agree with him on America's lost greatness. Fed up with politics. Think the wealthy are getting an unfair edge. Country's going in the wrong direction. This is a new Bloomberg politics poll that really cuts to the bone here. The survey shows that 72% of us think our country isn't as great as it once was. More than a third of us prefer a presidential candidate without experience in public office, and that is a sea change there. Because previously in American history, we've always gone for, and we heard this time again, the Republicans, deep bench, governors, guys who have actually run something. That's what we're going for now. We got a deep bench of governors. Well, they are not faring nearly as well as the three outsiders, Trump, Fiorina, and Dr. Carson. All right, why? Why? What's happened here? Primary example or reasons, one or two, that we're not as great as we used to be. 312-591-8900. Edna is in West Virginia, beautiful West Virginia. Hi, Edna. Go ahead.
Good morning. My reasons are multifaceted because the bottom line is there is a globalist desire for world government, world control.
Not for me. And the, who desires that?
Well, these are people who feel that they were born to rule the world, and therefore, for the last 100 years, legislation has been channeled gradually, but more recently, very rapidly, to make this happen.
All right. What people are there? Are these people who are leading me by the hand down to globalization?
TexMars, TexMars.com, has all the information.
I have not seen it, but I got a lot of calls here, and I will take a look, I promise you. TexMars, okay? Thank you. Thank you for the call, and I drive through your state often to visit my son now. Appreciate it. Joe in Hammond, Indiana, welcome to 89 WLS. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What I see in this country going on right now is you can't even retire. I retired back in 2000, and when I retired, my health care cost was $59 a month. It went up to $1,630-something a month within 10 years. And now I had to go back to work. I don't see this country going in the right direction. We don't own our homes anymore because of taxes and everything. We're being taxed to death. It's just where I'm at. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to retire.
I don't either. I feel the same way. I thought that I would have reached what Bob Brinker calls, what is that? Critical mass, yes. Bob Brinker, he goes, you'll reach a point of critical mass where your assets will give you enough interest income, essentially, to live, to which you become accustomed, the manner to which you've been accustomed. That is no longer within reach, at least according to my figures. Not for me. And you brought up health care costs, sir. That is one of the number one reasons. In fact, once we reach that tipping point where 30% of our GDP is for health care costs, then we may have gone around the bend. Let's go to Steve. He's in Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana. Hi, Steve.
Yeah, Tex writes some great stuff. Do you know the definition of progressivism?
The definition of progressivism. No, go ahead.
Well, when you're progressing, you're moving forward, correct?
I would guess.
You would assume that there's a point that you're progressing to. The point is worldwide Marxism. Or globalism as
yeah, but who's going to convince me to go along with that? I'm going to fight that.
You ain't going to have a choice. What do you mean?
Come on, man. Don't be so scared. We have plenty of choices here, believe me.
Hey, try this on. Mombasa Marxism.
All we have to do is get involved and stay involved and say no. You have to have political courage to say No, we can't do it. And even though we see pictures on TV or the Pope tell us to do this or do that, you know what? We can't afford it. At some point you go, we don't live in high cotton anymore. And what was the norm in post-World War II America doesn't even exist anymore. The whole equation has changed here. Must marshal your resources, be judicious with your blood and treasure. But I don't think anybody's coming to take me away. I'm not so worried about black helicopters landing on the grassy knoll. But I've been told that I'm naive. Gene, welcome to the program. Go ahead. Name one thing, one prime reason, one example of why you would say you agree with most people in this new Bloomberg politics poll that says 72% of us think the country isn't as great as it once was. Go ahead, Gene. Welcome.
I believe the unions had part of the deal. I believe their rate of pay, $80 to $90 for a cement mason an hour, plumbers. You know, we all need these people. My whole family were cement masons, but there's no way that you're going to tell me that they deserve to make that much money an hour.
Now, some people, had you asked this question a number of years ago, they would have said unions are exactly what made America great, made America a winner.
Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time. I wouldn't give a hoot in hell for a man lost and laughed. That's why Americans have never lost and will never lose a war.